Have your finances got you down? Well, it's time to look up. Hey, it's Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. God's the creator and owner of everything. Psalm 135 says, "Whatever the Lord pleases, He does, in heaven and in earth. He is in control." In the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar said, "I praise the Most High. I honored and glorified Him who lives forever. He does as He pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back His hand or say to Him, 'What have you done?'" Throughout Scripture, we learn that God truly is in control. But our enemy assaults us with doubts of God's goodness and power, making us question whether God really will supply our needs. My mother's favorite verse was Romans 8:28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." Like Mom, we must believe that if He's in control, then He allows difficult circumstances. They accomplish His plans. Painful as hardships can be, they develop our character. And character is something precious in the sight of God. That's why Paul wrote in Romans, "We rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character." Now, sometimes God disciplines us when we're disobedient. We suffer the consequences, and though it's painful, those who've been trained by it know that it will be used for our good. So rest, knowing that God is in control of your circumstances. He'll use every one of your financial challenges for a good purpose in your life. Lay down tonight and sleep in peace. If you need some direction or prayer to help you manage your finances, call us, 800-722-1976, or visit crown.org.